97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock, Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Feeling good in the neighborhood.
Feeling good in the neighborhood. Folks, stick around. I'm going to give you just a little tease here real quick. Coming up.
Gross.
A little tease. Just a
I'm
little
a tease from you.
I'm going to tease you. What? See, don't make it weird, Hunter. Make it weird. No, I want you to keep listening because I'm going to have a very important word that I'm going to tell you about here in just a little bit and give you all the details around that word. That's all I'm telling you. You just got to keep listening, okay? There, word. That's a little tease. Word. Real quick, though, before we get to your WTF of the day, I wanted to share something that you might find funny. I don't know. I thought it was funny as a dad. Last night, we were just sitting around watching TV, and our daughter was just playing around, you know, getting into stuff like she always does. Well, all of a sudden, she walks over to the couch where Kiki and I are sitting with a handful of condoms.
Oh, boy. Why do you have condoms?
So somehow she found the condom stash. The reason we had condoms, because after you know, Kiki goes through the whole postpartum thing, you got to take those weeks off after having the baby because it's not like you're just going right back to, you know, getting it on, all right? You got to have time to heal, especially her because she had the C-section and everything, and she was in pretty rough shape. So anyway, but you also want to be very careful when you get back on that horse. And by horse, I mean your wife. So you know, we use protection. She's an attractive horse. It's like a nice one, not like a Clydesdale. You know what I mean?
What?
Like,
she doesn't get pregnant again?
Yeah, so you got to be careful. I mean, and
what about
again,
the old school method?
So,
You brag about that all the time.
I kind of want to bring up because going from not having to use protection while trying to have a baby to wearing protection, dude, that's the worst thing ever, okay? Especially because Kiki and I have been together for over a decade. Like, that's not fun, all right?
That's weird to me. I don't like that. That's weird. I couldn't do that.
The doctors recommended, like, hey, just because of, you know, everything's just amped up, so it's easier to do. So they recommended that. But you also do bring up something that I've discussed at length on this show because, you know, I'm a pervert. Honestly thought that just the pull and pray method worked great. That's what we've been using for a long time. And we're sitting at the doctor's office after we got the go ahead, and he's like, just so you know, you guys are good to go, ready to get back at it. He said, but you know, I recommend you use some form of contraceptive. He's like, are you using anything now? And I looked him dead in the eye. I said, yeah, we do the pull and I said, right. I don't know.
Is that in the book?
And he looked at me and thought I was joking. He's like,
it's not a medical term.
And I'm like, well, is that not like legit? He's like, no. I'm like, come on. What if my hips are really fast? All right. So, yeah.
Of course. Of course he's going to say no. He's a doctor. He can't say yes.
But you know what the problem is? Then he got in Kiki's head, and then I had to wear a raincoat for a few months.
See? Yeah. All right. Changing doctors.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ridiculous.
Sorry, Doc. Thanks for ruining my sexual life.
Yeah. You know, the last time I wore a condom? Never. Okay? All right, buddy boy? I mean, I know I should have a couple times, but hey.
Question.
Yes.
Question. How many times did the pull and pray method work before you guys had your child?
Up until we had our child, yeah.
And you were trying to have a child, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That doctor doesn't know what he's talking about.
You know what? I knew I shouldn't have trusted a doctor in a van. Ridiculous.
Well, there's your first sign.
Van doctor. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But yeah, pretty funny. Daughter had a handful of condoms last night. She found the condom jar.
No. Balloons.
Yeah, No. Don't.
A goose.
Yeah, she was really good making balloon animals. I can only make the snake. That's all I could do with the balloon animals. So
right.
No bends or twists in that one. But anyway.
Those are condoms for your fingers, by the way, for sewing.
Is that what it was? That's what it is? Yeah. So you don't prick your thumb? Is that what it is? So stupid. Anyway, so sorry, honey, and then that I told the world. This will be a fun one that I can share with her later on when she realizes what she had there. So anyway, enough of my daughter finding condoms. We got to get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Landing, I'm his crew, man. They are the best, and they are going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly, cost-effectively, bumper-to-bumper. Hit them up, AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Well, a 21-year-old Las Vegas man knows that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but Trevin Hill was actually in Iowa. Where running naked through a hotel while swinging a toilet plunger will land you in jail. All right, that doesn't stay in Vegas. That ends up in an Iowa hotel and then in jail. Yeah. Police in Des Moines say Hill was arrested and charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon and criminal mischief. Really, a plunger is a dangerous weapon? Is that?
I mean, is it?
Come here, I'm going to suck your face off. He's accused of running butt naked through a Marriott hotel, holding a plunger and pulling fire alarms. They say he approached someone on the 18th floor of the building and chased them with the plunger, shouting, "I'm going to get you." He's also accused of destroying a sprinkler system on the 22nd floor. He was taken into custody without incident. What's this guy think? This is he thinks he's part of Led Zeppelin in the 70s. You can't do this anymore, man.
Right. What's going on?
I've become much more reserved in hotels. Not that I was ever, throwing TVs out the, 40th story window or anything like that. I wasn't going all rock star in there, but, you'd have a little more fun. You run around, maybe, have a few too many people in the hotel room. Nowadays, because I'm the one footing the bill, it's my credit card on there. I am like, all right, look, I'll clean up for you guys. Just don't get me with that mystery
don't
charge.
Don't even take shampoos or nothing. Just
right?
Leave it. I don't want no surprises next month when I check my statement.
Yeah. That's it. At this point in time, I am honestly, I'm probably doing too much work for what I'm paying. I'm just because I just don't want them to have some trumped up charge. We're like, oh, no, but you left the bathroom light on for too long.
Boom. Be another $1,000.
So what?
There's always some secret little. Wait, $100 for what?
Yeah.
It's and like a service fee or like a holding fee or.
And here's the thing. It's tucked away deep in that form you're supposed to sign that no one reads because you know what? You just got done traveling. You're tired. You just want to get all of your luggage up to the hotel room. So you're like, fine. Yeah, that's here. Credit card's on there. I'll sign it, whatever. And then 3 weeks later after checking out, you're looking at your bank statement like, hold on a sec.
Wait a sec. That's way more expensive than I anticipated.
I mean, I already overpaid, which when did hotels become so expensive? Right. I mean,
and damn expensive.
Maybe I'm again. I think everything. I think pants should be $5, and shirts should be two. You know what I mean?
You're
like
frugal.
I'm frugal. Thank you for not saying I'm a cheap ass. I'm frugal. That's the nice way to put it. But even now, like I feel like a hotel room should be like $50 tops, right? You know.
And so here's the thing: when you drop $250 on the hotel room for that night, right? There's a point of you're like, I could have gotten like a really like. Badass tent that I could have used my entire life. Like, no, like a really badass tent, though. One that's almost as good as the damn hotel room.
Yeah.
If you think about it that way, it's almost like, damn, what am I doing?
Yeah. Just for a bed and some cable where you end up just watching some old movie that's, been on repeat on TBS. Like, that's all you're getting.
You know? This could potentially, so $250 a night. Depending on where you stay and where you live at, that could be like a quarter of your rent for the month.
For the month. And here I am just because, it's the hotel bed. That's what you're paying for. Yeah, whatever.
You know what? You better be having that hotel sex. Just saying.
Yeah. With the hooker they provided in that room for that price.
If you're a single, then yes.
No, even being married, it's like, no, there better be a hooker in that room for $250.
Right. This is included.
I don't know. I guess I missed the days of like the $20 no-tell motel. All right, with the coin operated vibrating bed that probably hasn't been cleaned in a while. But you know what? I'm sleeping on top of the sheets anyways. Okay, it's fine. Yeah, I found
blood in two of my beds in the hotel. Twice it's happened to me. I'm like, is this a common thing? People just bleed when they go to bed.
And
what is going on?
What you do? Then you make sure you make the note you tell someone there because you don't want to be charged for the blood in the hotel room.
You know?
Look, that blood was there when I got here, okay? I just want to make this very clear.
It's wild. Both times, when I'm calling, I'm like, hey, there's blood in my bed. I suspect somebody to sprint up there and be like, sir, I am so sorry.
No.
Do you want a complimentary room? What do you need?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's None of that. No. Ever.
No.
It was always just somebody like, oh, okay. Well,
you know what it usually is? It's usually the night desk clerk who hates their job. And they're just, they're tired and they're like, ah, all right.
To me, like, by their reaction, I'm like, this happens more than I thought.
Yeah.
You should be more surprised.
Nope. Blood in the hotel room. That's expected now.
Right.
That's actually
one of the
few things.
Shining?
That's one of the few things you can leave behind in a hotel room and you don't get the upcharge on because they're just, they're used to it at this point. Yeah. I cleaned everything else except for that pool of blood. Ah, we're fine. That's fine.
I walked out of the room and pressed the elevator button. I expected that elevator to open up and just a bath of blood to fall out of that thing.
Thanks for staying at the Hilton Inn. All right. All right. There you go. That. Well, long story short, don't go run around naked in a Marriott in Des Moines, Iowa, swinging a plunger and threatening people because you will be arrested. You will be arrested. All right. There you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.